The gist. Younger has been asserting that neuroinflammation plays a big role in ME/CFS and related diseases for over a decade. And now, with his new PET scan study, he had undeniable proof. PET, or PET scan studies, are the gold standard when it comes to assessing neuroinflammation. And with one study saying yay and one study saying nay, the question was still up in the air. Younger's new study, though, which used a more advanced radio tracer, found scads of neuroinflammation, enough for Younger to state that people with ME/CFS have inflamed brains. We'll see that the brain in ME/CFS appears to be stuck in a kind of chronic state of post-infectious illness, or sickness behavior. Sickness behavior refers to the symptoms the brain produces to keep us in bed in order to stop spreading an infection and to conserve our energy to fight off the bug. Younger's findings, which have not been published yet and which constitute a first pass of his data, uncovered widespread areas of bilateral inflammation found on both sides of the brain and other areas of unilateral inflammation. Bilateral inflammation is considered more significant because if only one side of the brain is inflamed, the other side can sometimes compensate for it. Younger said that the bilateral inflammation in the insula alone could produce ME/CFS. The insula is a central hub in the brain that assesses sensory and other information to determine how well the body is functioning in a process called interoception. An important regulator of autonomic nervous system activity, the insula is considered a bridge between internal bodily states and adaptive physiological responses, i.e., autonomic nervous system activity. The precuneus's close integration with the insula and the default mode network would likely result in difficulty in focusing one's attention and increased feelings of fatigue, pain, and unpleasant body sensations. If it seems you're never free from negative body sensations and have trouble getting beyond them and concentrating on other things, dysregulation of the insula, precuneus, and default mode network could be the reason why. While inflammation in both sides of the hippocampus produces fatigue, in the medial orbitofrontal cortex it dampens sensations of reward and motivation. Cognition and attention take a hit with an inflamed right medial frontal gyrus. For its part, a tweaked posterior cingulate activates the default mode network, the center of rumination, which is basically kryptonite to getting things done. Moving on, inflammation in the left hippocampus impacts learning and memory. But then we come to the left thalamus, which Younger called a critically important brain region, that relays all sensory information that flows through the brain. Problems in the thalamus alone, he said, could explain ME/CFS. The brain Jared Younger found, then, is a brain that seems to determine to keep us from exerting ourselves and participating in the world. It's a brain that ramps up symptoms, most especially fatigue and body sensations, and to keep our attention focused inwards rather than outwards. A brain that's designed to increase effort, blunt the rewards that typically move us, and reduce motivation. A hypervigilant, anxious, and unsure brain that amplifies danger and fear, and when we step over the line, whacks us with more symptoms. A cognitively impaired brain with a short attention span keeps us from engaging in the tasks we used to engage in. A brain that impairs restful sleep, which keeps us in a fatigued state. It's a post-infectious sickness behavior brain. But how to connect the inflammation found across the brain to the energy production problems in the body? I asked ChatGPT and AI Perplexity if it was possible, and both answered yes. ChatGPT said, inflammation in the specific brain regions you've listed could plausibly impair energy production in peripheral cells, for example, immune and muscle cells. These mechanisms are highly consistent with energy metabolism abnormalities observed in conditions like ME/CFS, long COVID, and post-viral syndromes. While it's not clear what's causing the inflammation, note that because many of the inflamed areas of the ME/CFS brain seem to be particularly sensitive to inflammation coming from the body, inflammation is a prime suspect. Younger believes that neuroinflammation is what we need to be targeting in ME/CFS, stating, "We have to find or develop treatments that reduce brain inflammation if we're going to improve ME/CFS." And that he hoped to have more exciting news on the clinical trials front soon. Thanks for listening.